From Streamline Publishing, the Radio and Television Business Report, your friends at Radio Inc. and HispanicAd.com. Welcome to another wonderful Hispanic radio podcast. I am your host, Adam R. Jacobson, and it is a pleasure to be speaking with one of the leading radio sales representatives in the Miami-Fort Lauderdale market. The latest ratings are out, according to Nielsen Audio, and it's pretty amazing to me to see this station being number one for Spanish language AMs doing news and talk in a market that has a huge heritage of news and talk programming. The station is Actualidad 1040 AM, and the local sales manager who is speaking with us today is Anabel Urrea Guzman. Hi, Anabel, how are you?
Hi, Adam. Thank you very well. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, great. In case you're wondering, Anabel has been with Actualidad Radio for 1.5 years as the local sales manager, and she was before that cross town at a rival, Radio Caracol, where she was GSM and LSM. And it's remarkable. And again, congratulations to see the rise of WURN. Quite frankly, we are stunned. This is a market that really, you know, has a lot of heritage with spoken word programming in Spanish. It is the home of Radio Mambi, which is a Univision radio station that has been on the air since I think I was a baby. We had mentioned Caracol, and that's been through its evolution. And there are certainly other stations offering news and informational content in Espanol. Programming certainly a factor. And what has this really meant in terms of the sales opportunity? This is a different proposition than music radio. So what are the conversations that you have with your potential and returning clients as far as selling that talk factor?
Well, the great part about this, especially with the ratings going up, I think it has helped us a lot, like putting us on a map mainly with business owners and local agencies, even national agencies. Our business has grown tremendously because obviously the ratings actually, when you're working with clients that work with numbers, it helps them justify the buy on the station. And now with direct clients, it's a lot easier because the station is growing. It's getting more popularity, and it creates more interest into advertising with the station.
There's also, from what I understand, a huge signal improvement. I know that you were on a different frequency. Now you're on one that pretty much goes all the way well up to our offices in Boca and into the north in Palm Beach County as well. What can you say about that and how that's really helped bring in the dollars?
Absolutely, absolutely. That's been a big change that we had last year. And we've definitely seen the improvement because it's a high-powered station, so you're getting it all over South Florida, and then a little more up north. So absolutely, that helps us. I mean, we increase more listeners, we reach more listeners, and you know Miami. Miami is a melting pot, of cultures, and a Broward County and Palm Beach. You've got a lot of Hispanics moving, migrating up that way. So absolutely, it definitely helps us, especially with businesses up there.
And speaking of businesses, when you're talking to potential and returning clients, what are the things that they're expressing when they consider Actualidad Radio and a Spanish language news talk outlet for their advertising messages? Is there something in particular that stands out in that conversation?
I think what I see the most, actually what I've noticed the most when I go out with my account executives, is that it's the growth of the station and the popularity in the market. You get a lot more of, oh, I love your station. I listen to your station. Your content is amazing. It's a content that serves all Hispanics, not just, you know, not just Cubans, not just Colombians. Actualidad serves all types of nationalities, which, going back to what I said before, Miami is such a melting pot of cultures of different, you know, parts of South America, Central America, that we have the programming that reaches all those people. I mean, we don't just, you know, target a certain community.
And as we are recording this podcast, we are very, very close to Election Day. And certainly Florida is one of the hot states when it comes to the midterm elections. So I know from our conversations prior to taping this podcast that you've been in and out of meetings on Halloween Day. And it's all because of political. This seems like a good thing. So hence my question, are political dollars flowing, especially considering the type of programming aired on Actualidad Radio?
Absolutely. That's the best part. I think all of us here in the media, radio, digital, and TV, we look forward to political season because we get a lot of dollars. But we have noticed a difference in Actualidad this year where we've seen more candidates wanting to advertise on our station. They see our audience as key players in the voting. So something that we've always noticed, especially in the AM station since we're talk format, that when political season comes in, our commercial breaks get bombarded with political ads, and our ratings tend to go down. But what we've noticed with Actualidad this year is that it hasn't been affected. Our ratings keep going up, and we keep being actually very strong with our listeners and with the format that our programming director, Saida Navarro, is working on so closely with her team and with the politicians. She keeps it at a point where we don't lose our listeners, even during the long commercial breaks where we're trying to fit in all our clients, including the political buyers.
Now, your station, Actualidad Radio, has some very well-known names, at least in South Florida. Pedro Sefcik, television personality. Ricardo Brown, known for El Factor Brown, also a television personality. You are a Fútbol de Primera radio affiliate, and Andres Cantor, Mr. Goal himself, can be heard on your station. Obviously, there's some advertiser value here. Is this something that they really look for, or is it something deeper and perhaps something more about the listener rather than the host itself?
Yeah, so as with our listeners, it creates trust with the information given to them, with the subjects that are being spoken and discussed during our paid program. During our programming.
Yes.
So absolutely, when you have journalists so important as the ones that we have, because we have them across the board, like you mentioned, Ricardo Brown. We also have Roberto Rodriguez Tejeda. We have Julio César Camacho. We have Agustina Costa, some of the ones that you didn't mention, which they're all very well-renowned journalists here in South Florida. So especially when we go pitch a client, we get a lot of, oh, my God, that's so great. You know, I love him, especially with Pedro Sefcik. He's on TV and also Ricardo Brown. I'm sorry, Roberto Rodriguez de Tejeda. It helps us build even more that trust with our listener and our client.
For those that are not familiar with the Miami scene when it comes to spoken word programming in Espanol, what would some of the particular topics be? I ask this because obviously there are those out there that might be considering a spoken word format for their Hispanic audience, and sometimes that might be imported from Mexico. Obviously, this isn't Mexico. There are huge things going on there right now. You have Mega Corte. Imagine living in a city with 22 million people where there's no water for 3 days, and the president just cancels a $13.5 billion international airport that's already been half built. Big issues in Mexico, not so much here, which is why the immigration story is still leading the newscasts. So let's put that in perspective of Actualidad. It's number one for a reason. So what is it talking about?
Actualidad talks about everything that's important to our community. Especially now with the Venezuelans, the situation that they're going through, they dedicate a lot of time to that. Colombians with the recent voting political issue that they had.
Yes.
We covered it as well. I mean, I think that's one of our strengths with Actualidad and our format. And again, I'm going to mention her, Saida Navarro, is amazing, our programming director, where she makes sure that it's about the community and what the community is suffering. It's not just on one thing. So she makes sure that every listener that we have the wide range. You know, you've got Colombians, you've got Argentinians, you've got Venezuelans. We've got everything. I'm sorry, we've got everybody listening to us from, you know, from different countries, and we target that. Our programs, each of them, target each of our listeners. So I think that's what keeps us popular. And a time spent listening of our stations that is consecutive over an hour, 2 hours, you've got our P1 listeners, you know, just tuned in. And because we're giving information that really, really matters to them. And even locally, we speak about everything of what's going on. So she's done an amazing job with our format.
And I think that this really kind of puts everything into one word, community. The Spanish language news talk format, if you will, has been tried and quite frankly did not work. If you recall Radio Única, you could look at some of the things more recently done with Univision Radio. There's certainly lots to talk about, but perhaps having one singular topic serve the entire Hispanic audience in the United States is too much of a blanket assessment. Certainly the Hispanic market in the United States has many differences from city to city. So let's say there is a operator that's saying, hey, you know, this is a great idea. I can get my political dollars. We're talking about issues, especially in this type of political climate. What would be the one recommendation you could offer an operator in another city based on the success that you had in terms of getting a Spanish language news talk station off the ground and making it successful in terms of bringing in clients?
If I understood your question correctly, and I hope I'm answering it correctly, I'm getting to the point. I think it's really just about the listeners and about the community. And you really need to listen to what it is that they are looking for. What are they suffering? What are they needing? I think you need to focus on them and really give them that type of information through your programming. You know, here you've got
Yes, are you there? Oh, I believe that we've lost the line, but we are actually at the end of our Hispanic radio podcast. It's unfortunate. I wanted to really get an opportunity to thank our guest today, but it looks like the line has gone dead. So with that, I do want to give a special thank you to Anabel Uria Guzman. She's a local sales manager. Oh, there you are. I lost you there, and I was actually going to say thank you. I was telling our audience that you are the local sales manager for Actualidad 1040 AM, that is 1040 on the AM dial, everywhere between Homestead and Delray Beach. And again, now that you're back, thank you. We really appreciate you being our guest.
Thank you, Adam. Thank you for inviting me. You have a great day.
You too. And the Hispanic Radio Podcast is copyright 2019 Streamline Publishing. Want to learn more about Hispanic radio? Well, be sure to attend our Hispanic Radio Conference. That is in March of 2019. You can find out more at HispanicRadioConference.com. Again, this is Adam R. Jacobson in Hollywood. Have a great day.